I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, your connection to local music. And on the show today, we have a live performance in our Studio F by the two-person band that calls itself Grassroots Revival. They play a few times later on in the summer at The Landing at Kickapoo State Park in Oakwood, and also have a number of other gigs between now and then, which we'll hear about, and we'll hear from them musically as well. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. By the New England Conservatory Ragtime Band. I guess they just call themselves the New England Ragtime Band now because it's no longer based at the conservatory, but Gunther Schuller, their leader. They were at the Krannert Center quite a number of years ago and enjoyed hearing a performance by them, Krannert Center in Urbana. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and pleased to be with you on this, what is today? It's Wednesday at noon. Our guests today are Jamie Karras and Michael Homer Jones, who are together a group called Grassroots Revival. And I know, as I mentioned a bit ago, they're going to be playing at the Kickapoo Landing, Dockside Cafe there, looks like in September. But before then, they have a number of other gigs that we'll hear about in a little bit. But first, let's meet them both, Jamie Karras and Mike Jones. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, for inviting us.
Yeah, so how long have you guys been playing together? Or maybe we should go back and say, how long have you been together? Maybe that they're all related.
I think we met at a bluegrass festival about 12 years ago, and we've been maybe 15 years ago. I don't know. I lost count.
But, she's flashing her fingers.
We've kind of hit it off, and our voices matched, and we've had fun ever since.
And actually, before that, Michael was playing, you know, lots of music, and I was too. So individually, we were doing lots of music prior to that, but we just hit it off musically and every other way, too. Michael's my significant other as well. So.
Yeah, apparently. So it all worked out. I mean, yeah. People can come together and get torn apart by music, I imagine. Mm-hmm. I don't know how often music tears people apart, though.
It really seems to be.
You usually hear about it the other way around.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've heard of it, but I won't go there. So.
Yeah, but
we have a great passion for the music, and we go to a lot of festivals over the years and coffee houses and things like that. And we've had a full-size bluegrass band, but for just two of us, we were trying to mix it up with some different combinations of instruments. So,
sure. Well, what kind of festivals? Talk about some of the festivals you've been at.
Folk festivals and bluegrass festivals.
Right.
The biggest one we go to is the Galax. We've gone to Galax Old Time Fiddlers Convention then in Western Virginia. And then Bean Blossom's a big bluegrass festival down here, of course.
And where's that?
It's in south of Bloomington, Indiana.
Okay.
That's Bill Monroe's old festival. And then we've been out to Graves Mountain, out in Syria, Virginia, and where
then
else?
The latest festival we were at was Casey.
Casey, Illinois, yeah. It's 50 miles south of Homer. They have a festival every summer.
That's put on by SPGMA, which is the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music of America.
It's sort of like Speb Squad. You know what Speb Squad is?
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
Is there one, really?
Yeah.
Is there really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to direct a barbershop chorus in the Illini Statesman in Champaign, Urbana.
Well, then you must love harmonies, too.
I love harmonies. Doesn't mean I can sing them, but I love hearing them.
You can just jump right in here with us.
Probably not. But since we're talking about it, why don't we launch right in? You brought a lot of tunes to play.
Oh, yeah. Well, we always have a lot of tunes. Yeah.
Where would you like to start?
Well, we're going to start with a tune called Dark Holler, as Jamie calls it. And with just the banjo and the bass, and it's an old bluegrass standard. And then
shows off Michael's banjo playing.
Then the second one was called, a tune called John Henry, and it's more of a traditional sounding bluegrass. And then she's going to go to the auto harp and do
then
one.
Then we'll launch into some harmony stuff.
Gold Rush.
So you're gonna do these all together?
No.
Okay. We'll stop
That's
and talk.
That's our plan. That's our plan.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
So Mike Jones is on the banjo and Jamie Karras is on the bass.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly. It's grassroots revival here on Live and Local.
Ready?
I didn't expect that voice coming out of you, Mike. I have to tell you.
I don't sing; I just yell.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go there. It was just a lot higher than I thought.
That's the kind of song you do next to a camper about 3 a.m.
Yeah, just to wake them up, huh? You mean the camper,
in the bluegrass
the utility?
Festivals.
Oh, somebody who's actually camping and get them out of the bed.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked down at my paper and I looked up and I thought Jamie was singing. I looked. Oh. That was fun.
Well, a lot of the bluegrass tenors singing, that was in G, but singing B flat, B or C most of the time. So,
really, just stick with a few keys? I mean, is that sort of a known thing?
Well, but. I mean, and Michael's a tenor. But
well, apparently, yeah.
Yeah. But before I forget, I wanted to say about the first song. That's why I had a look of surprise. I wanted to send it out to Todd, who is at the landing, right? You know, Todd Satterthwaite.
The ex-mayor.
That's one of his. That's
Mayor,
one of his favorite songs. The Dark Hollow. I'm referring to the.
Yeah,
first
this is at the landing in Oakwood, where they have this wonderful music series with something going on every week and during the summer, twice a week. And you guys won't be there until September, looks like. But coming up just 4 days from now, you're going to be at Westside Park in Champaign.
That's yes. Right. Yeah.
Part of the Champaign Park District Summer Concert Series, Summer Night Concert. So that's going to be Sunday night, the 19th. Is that this coming Sunday already?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
6:30. No wonder you wanted to come in this week.
Yes, exactly.
We're talking with Jamie Karras and Mike Jones of Grassroots Revival here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Let me mention, before I forget it, that support for the show today comes in part from the Rosebud Theater in Effingham, presenting Lyle Lovett and his large band in concert Wednesday, July 15th, which would be tonight at 8 p.m. Ticket details at 217-540-ARTS, A-R-T-S, or at therosebudtheater.com. Lyle Lovett, that would be a lot of fun, I imagine. So, Mike, how long have you been playing the banjo?
I've been playing the banjo since my early college years and back in the mid-70s.
And what possessed you to start doing that?
Well, I used to play fingerstyle guitar, so the Scruggs banjo style came pretty easy to me. And then I got into the more melodic, you know, banjo style. And then, well, I played rhythm guitar in high school in a rock band, you know, songs like Gloria and stuff like that. And then... after going to these old-time festivals, I'm learning old-time banjo strum, too. So like the old traditional country music, you know. So
yeah, you've used a couple of different terms there, and I've seen some illustrations of them and have some idea. You mentioned rhythm. You mentioned melodic. You mentioned scrug style. Can you give us a few illustrations of some of the different banjo styles?
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
do maybe Dixie Hoedown to give you a melodic.
Okay, I'll do that on the bass.
This is a more melodic thing, and it's the melodic. You try to do many scales, but you don't want to do so many scales that you lose the drive of the music. But this is more a purely melodic thing. Called Dixie Hoedown. That's kind of more of the scales that you work into the syncopated Scrug style, sort of.
So it's hard. So you would call the Scrug style then would be what? Or is that basically the Scrug style?
That was more of a melodic when you use a scale. Scrug style used syncopated roll patterns. Let's do a little bit of Clinch Mountain Backstep.
Is that better than Gold Rush for the Scrug style?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
This is more mountainy sounding song at the Ralph Stanley's group. It's a Ralph Stanley instrumental is what it is.
Okay.
But it's more of the Scruggs approach. So, that's called Clinch Mountain Backstep. If you heard that one little extra note in there, that was the backstep part of the song.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of a, it seems like a busier style.
Yeah,
of picking.
Yeah. More syncopation, more syncopated rolls. And the thing is, a lot when you're learning banjo, you want to get the Scrugg style down first, and then you start incorporating scales in. And a lot of fellas make the mistake of learning the scales first without getting the Scrugg style, and they kind of lose their way, I think, after some time. But yeah.
And then you said you're learning you've been incorporating another style yet recently.
Oh, yeah.
An old time. Want to do with the old time?
Yeah, well, what I was going to say, though, about the Clinch Mountain Backstep, that, if I had my clogging shoes on, I'd be clogging.
It's a
great
clogging
song.
Clogging wouldn't be very effective in this room.
No, absolutely.
Too much carpet and a hollow
ground. Not her apartment floor. Either. I
mean, it wouldn't go across the airwaves too well.
Yeah.
But it's great fun.
You're gonna do. Anyway, we go out to Southwest Virginia, and Jamie fell in love with the auto harp. So, since they're just normally, we have had a 4-piece bluegrass band, but it's just her and myself. You get more money that way when you play places. To be quite honest.
You don't have to divide it up.
We've got different kinds of sounds. So she fell in love with the auto harp out there, and she does a real good job on it. And we'll do a couple auto harp, old time banjo tunes, right? Or
you wanna do that first?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in illustration mode right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. And that's a good idea, because people wonder, you know, what's the difference between, a lot of people ask us, what's the difference between old-time music and bluegrass? Bluegrass really came out of old-time music. But
we'll get to that.
It's a whole different ball of wax. And I learned to play old-time after bluegrass, and a lot of old-time players play old-time before. So it's kind of harder for me, because I was used to doing rolls all the time. I got to watch myself.
You know, and you just switched banjos, too.
Yes, and old-time banjos have an open back and... some people stick a dirty sock, or a towel in the back.
Yeah, that's a fairly dirty towel. Looks like.
So what are we going to do here?
We'll just do Angelina, a couple of tunes, Angelina Baker, and just give you a flavor for this, and
Mississippi Sawyer.
Mississippi Sawyer.
Yeah.
And Jamie's also getting where she can pick out the melodies on her auto harp there. So
ready? He might let me do a little bit of that.
All right, we'll find out.
This one's Angelina Baker, real popular tune down in Virginia. They play it all the time.
Wait a minute. Oops, sorry. I started out the wrong key. Are we in C? Thank you.
Karras on the auto harp there. And, see, actually, out in Virginia, they don't call it auto harp; they call it the otter harp, like the animal otter harp.
Right. So, are you both from around here?
Yeah, I went to Homer High School back when there was such a thing. So I've lived in the area for like 40-50 years. But she's from Indiana and Chicago.
I'm from Indiana, the Midwest, Indianapolis, Greenwood, Indiana specifically, but south of Indianapolis, Indiana.
We'll try.
So same, similar.
And where are you living now?
Here in Urbana. I'm in Urbana.
Well, we have to.
I got her down here from Chicago.
We have to qualify that when we say here because we've got listeners all over. We happen to be sitting in a studio in Urbana.
What about, Kentucky Waltz, maybe.
Oh, okay.
She picks out on the auto harp a Kentucky Waltz, and she picks the melody out really well. And so with just two of us, with the bluegrass banjo, I'm kind of using her as a pseudo guitar player, sort of with the rhythm on the instrument. So it's been kind of fun for us to do some of these old bluegrass instrumentals with the auto harp.
And now you're
taking
about to play the guitar.
Yeah, now I'm going to do guitar, and we're going to sing an old waltz for you.
Before you do that, I have a question about that other banjo and the old time,
sure.
The old time style. I noticed you were you don't need to pick it up necessarily, but I noticed on that one you were playing on the neck of it, instead of on the body of it. Is that what typical for old time playing?
It's got a place on there where it's scooped out. And you get a more mellow sound playing above the neck.
So do you normally do that when you're doing old-time stuff, or just did it for that song?
No, you always usually play like where my hand is, above the neck somewhere.
Of course.
And it gives it a more mellow sound. And plus the rag in the back kind of gives it a less harsh, tinny sound.
Right. So it dropped out, so you know, We lost the rag there. We're not on TV, so we can't see some of this stuff, but I'm trying to describe as best I can.
Also, it doesn't have a resonator on the back, like bluegrass banjos have. And but I like both styles, and
so it sounds different. Yeah. It has
it's a lot quieter. It's a lot quieter.
Yeah, it's a lot of rhythm too.
And there's different tunings you use for this more than bluegrass probably. There's two or three tunings for bluegrass, and then old time banjo has a bunch of different tunings too. And you get, because in old time music the banjo is just accompanying the fiddle. The fiddle's the lead instrument, but
which we don't have here, of course.
Exactly. Yeah, our voices take the place of the fiddle.
Yeah. Now, let me just say for our listeners who might just be tuning in and wondering what is going on WYLL-FM, this is Live and Local, and we're talking with and listening to a two-person team here called Grassroots Revival. They'll be playing in Champaign at Westside Park this coming Sunday evening at 6:30, part of the Champaign Park District Summer Night Concerts series. And this is indeed FM 90.9. So, now you can launch into your next tune.
Okay, we're going to try a waltz. It's called Kentucky Waltz, and it's got the old-time country tunes, and we'll sing a little bit of that as we go.
Did you find out if you had someone for the rest of the show, or?
You're it.
Okay, good. Yeah. I just want to make sure, because we have other tunes we'd like to do.
So, if you want to get up and do a waltz with your significant other, go right ahead here.
Yes.
Or by yourself.
We love to see people waltz. Okay.
Ready?
We were waltzing that night in Kentucky, beneath that beautiful harvest moon. And I was the boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I stood here alone, beautiful
Nice. Bluegrass, not bluegrass revival. I keep wanting to call you that. Grassroots revival here on Live and Local. Jamie, how did you get into this music thing?
I'm not completely sure how, but I've been drawn to gospel harmonies all my life. Grew up in the church singing harmonies and hymns. And then up in Chicago, finally, I got into bluegrass in Chicago at the Old Town School of Folk Music.
You know, when I first moved to Illinois, which was to go to college up in Evanston, and the street I lived on was Noyes Street. And at the time, the Old Time School of Folk Music was in Evanston on that street.
Oh, wow.
You know, but I never went and did anything there. It was so dumb, you know. You look back on all the things you missed out, and that place is still around in Chicago now, right?
Yeah.
They've been in Chicago
yeah.
for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, they have a new building, I think.
Do they really?
Yeah.
And we haven't been to the new one, but it propelled me into this music, and I love it, and I'm so appreciative of it. And
What drew you to it, do you think?
Well, the harmonies. And, you know, and really, I also believe that it's in my genes and my blood. I found out from my parents have passed away, but I found out from my aunt, who is still alive, she's going to be 91 this fall, that they had fiddle music in their home, you know, as their kids. And, you know, I didn't know that growing up because I wasn't exposed to it. But, you know, it's just...
You just found out later.
Yeah.
Do you play fiddle also?
You know, I don't. No, I play piano, actually.
I can squeak out Faded Love a little bit on the fiddle.
But you didn't bring it along.
He can pick up anything. He's gifted.
Well, you know? He's got a few instruments sitting around here. I guess three of them, the two banjos and the guitar.
Right.
And mess up anything.
Huh? Oh, mess up anything? Well, we're glad you could come in today. I see you got an enormous song list. So what would you like to do next?
You want to draw that one, or you want to do a,
oh,
a
yeah.
gospel song?
We'll do that one, yeah.
We'll do this, and we'll let Jamie do a gospel song after this one. This is one we do a lot. That's The Engineers Don't Wave from the Trains Anymore. I remember when I was a kid, I used to wave at him and always wave back at you.
This is like, this is the ballad style of music country is famous for.
When I was a little boy, I'd hang around the track, watching them trains go to Louisville and back. I had my dreams and I had my plans. I was gonna be an engineer man. Well, the engineers don't wave from the trains anymore. Not the way they did back in 1954. They've all got computers and diesels and things. Well, the engineers don't wave from the trains anymore. Nah, the engineers don't wave from the train. Well, them big old trains used to chug, chug and spew. They were my heroes and they knew that I knew. No matter how far they'd go down the track, it always turned round and come back. Well, the engineers don't wave from the trains anymore. Not the way they did back in 1954. They've all got computers and diesels and things. Well, the engineers don't wave from the trains anymore. Nah, the engineers don't wave from the trains. There's more important things that have changed in the world. Them engineers forgot about us little boys and girls. And I still get a faraway look in my eye when I hear an old train passing by. Well, the engineers don't wave from the trains anymore. Not the way they did back in 1954. They've all got computers and diesels and things. Well, the engineers don't wave from the trains anymore. Are the engineers gonna wave from the train? Are the engineers gonna wave from the trains anymore? Are the engineers gonna wave from the train?
That's her owl sound.
That's what I was thinking. That sounds like an owl. You need to practice your train whistle there.
Oh, okay. You don't like it.
Do that. Do a gospel song for him, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Hear Mother Pray or something like that.
Yeah, and also I was thinking, can we do Some Old Day?
Okay.
That's one of a harmony.
It's just incredible. You know, I'm sitting over here, and you guys are running this show for me today, which is wonderful.
We talk a lot.
But it's also just, you know, to have all these songs in your head is just always amazing to me. Anybody that comes in here and does that, it just always amazes me because I can't keep anything in my head.
We've had a lot of fun at it over the years, and we have a passion for the music. And with just two of us, we can go a lot of miles. We can reach out farther and go drive 300 or 400 miles and sleep in the car, you know, and if you got more people, it's more personalities and logistics to deal with.
So. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's Grassroots Revival on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Let me just mention that on tomorrow's show, we're going to be having Zachary Carotene, who is a violinist and conductor and is director of the Illinois Baroque Music Institute, which is something just kicking up this summer. And it happens to be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with the various participants, culminating in a couple of, in a performance on Sunday evening at 7:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Champaign. So we'll hear some of, we'll talk with Zachary about the Institute and hear a little bit of one of the groups that he plays in, doing some Vivaldi on tomorrow's show, and we'll probably spice up the show with some other stuff as well. And coming up in a little bit, we'll have a calendar of some of the other events you can go see and hear during this week and into the weekend. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. We're with Grassroots Revival, who are Jamie Karras playing the auto harp on this next tune, also bass on some of the other tunes, and Michael Homer Jones, who's currently on the guitar, and I'm sure we'll have the banjo again in a little bit, and both of them sang, as you say, in this style. You don't say sing, you say sang. What's this tune?
This is when I could hear if I could only hear my mother pray again, because a lot of the bluegrass and country songs are the old gospel songs that are passed down, and there's a lot of good tunes out there.
How sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream. Memories I recall now and then. With a rapture sweet, my weary heart would beat if I could only hear my mother pray again. If I could only hear my mother pray again. If I could hear her tender voice and then. How happy I would be, it would mean so much to me. I could only hear my mother pray again. Around the old home place, her cherishing, smiling face was always bringing comfort, joy, and cheer. And when she used to sing to her eternal King, it was a sound I loved to hear. If I could only hear my mother pray again. I could hear her tender voice and then. How happy I would be, it would mean so much to me. If I could only hear my mother pray again. If I could only hear my mother pray again.
Well, Grassroots Revival here on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Got a question for you that I've always kind of been curious about in different styles of music, particularly country-related songs, styles. Sometimes you'll hear a country singer speak, and most of them speak in not necessarily a Southern accent, but a country accent, so that you sometimes wonder, is that a requirement? You know, to be a country singer, you have to put that on as well as the hat and the boots. And when you're singing, you know, this old-timey stuff, you sing very differently than you speak.
Oh.
So what would happen if you sang it in the way you speak? I'm just curious. Or would that no longer be the style? Is that sort of a requirement of doing the style? You know what I mean?
We don't even notice it. It just comes out that way.
I mean, just something I've always been curious about because, you know, you hear somebody sing in that sort of accent and then or the dialect, and then when they speak, it's not there.
Well, in the style of singing, if you say the word A and the, you say A and the, and you actually say the word A instead of singing a prayer, a prayer.
A prayer.
Yeah. There's different things like that.
The this and that, and it's again instead of again.
Yeah. You know, I just kind of do that.
Sang instead of sing, and it just sort of happens, right?
Yeah, really. I don't think about it a whole lot, and actually, what comes to my mind is that awarenesses of things, and since you're a professional announcer, you're very aware of pronunciation and distinction and diction. And, you know, as musicians, we're just more aware of music and the subtle differences. And for me, all I know is that words I'm not so aware of for some reason. I don't know. I'm just... So I don't know if that
Well, you have to be aware of words because you're singing them.
Yeah. But that's why I'm more dependent is what I say.
Oh, on a cheat sheet. Yeah, she's got it. Yeah, she does have a cheat sheet for that last song.
I have them all in my vast reservoir of knowledge.
Yes, I noticed that. I
mean, he can do it without the words.
Well, I'm just sort of really enjoying watching Mike play there because the way the left hand is going on the fingerboard and the right hand on the strings and even just singing the songs, it just looks like it's just spilling out. You know, like you there's no inhibition. There's no barrier between you and the music.
You just kind of play with your eyes closed.
Yeah, everything, your body just does it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we've been at it a long time, so we have a lot of fun at it. And it's a whole community of people. You go to festivals around the country, and you see people 3 or 4 times a year, and it's a neat community. And it's a pretty wholesome, you know, fun thing to do. So
when you go to the various festivals, is it always with the expectation that you will play, or do you go to sometimes the festivals just to listen, or how do they work?
We started out just, you know, jamming, and then, you know, but actually the first the festival we met at, we did get on stage. They were asking for people to, you know, musicians to get on stage at that one, but most of the time you're prepared to go on stage already, and most of the time we just have fun jamming, and we just kept getting better and better and better, and now we go on stage.
Do you get invited to these things, or you just show up?
Oh, they pay. Typically? They pay. There's various levels of bluegrass festivals. Some of them are big and huge, and some are smaller, regional bands, national bands. I mean, there are some nationwide bands that are, you know, awesome. I mean, that's how, who's a local musician fiddler? Allison Krauss. Mm-hmm. You know, she started in bluegrass, yeah.
Actually, I was fortunate enough to be in a jam session with her before her band hit it big over in Indiana. And she was just...
And now she's risen
to... She was just in the crowd fiddling
a,
around, you know, on her fiddle.
Yeah.
And, we
and now
all
she's
risen
to
around
country stardom,
bit,
yeah.
So it's kind of funny how her band just kind of hit the stage. I mean,
well, your stardom could still come.
No, I don't think mine is.
But, you know, it's the old-time fiddlers' festivals are different. That's a competition, and... There are like 30,000 people in the course of a week that come through and listen to all those musicians on stage. We've gotten on stage there every time we go. We've been there like 7 years now. And it's like you do one or two tunes and you start playing and that's it. You've got to be ready for this huge crowd of people. So, and they're not paid bands. They're just paying all the people to compete, reimbursing them to compete. and then the top ones, of course, win. And that's been going on for 75 years, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
That Old Time Fiddlers Festival in Galax. And that's why it's been sort of our music training camp.
You get that many people together. Of course, the governor, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, shows up and takes advantage of the crowd, you know. And
has to make a speech of some kind.
Yeah.
But that's the home turf. That Virginia, the North Carolinas, that's the home turf, Kentucky, Tennessee, of this kind of music, old-time music that bluegrass came out of. And
so one of you mentioned earlier that the question often comes up, the difference between old time and bluegrass and country. Are you able to talk about that?
Talk about country.
I like the old time country. And see, I think because all the old stars had the signature songs. And so I think country stations should play one golden oldies to educate the younger people, like who Hank Snow was or Ernest Tubb, and play their signature songs about every fourth or fifth song. The one station that does that is WSM in Nashville. They actually play some of the older songs that I was raised listening to, and
because it's far different from contemporary country.
Yeah, the contemporary countries. I mean, I like it, but it, it's just different and
gotten more rockified in a sense.
Yeah.
But old time, I consider the biggest difference between old time music and bluegrass is the banjo. Old time music requires
the type of banjo.
Open back
bluegrass,
banjo.
Bluegrass banjo and music, each instrument is more improvisation. You might not play the same piece or break. Mm-hmm. The same time each time.
In bluegrass.
And old-time music is more structured. You know, you get part
and the whole
A
band
twice
is playing
and part
together.
B twice. Mm-hmm. And it's more dance music, old-time music.
Old-time and stuff, and right. Instrumental, focusing more on instrumental than,
And
in bluegrass, vocals are kind of a...
Somebody said that bluegrass was country music in overdrive. You know,
that's one way to describe it. Yeah, they're all related, though. They're all very related.
But then there's different kinds of bluegrass. I went on Wikipedia, that wonderful fount of knowledge, and they said traditional, and then there's progressive, and then there's this and that, and second generation, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's great. Those are terms that I use a lot, progressive bluegrass versus traditional, and we are definitely traditional.
I gather.
I think, but the progressive bluegrass, in the banjo and the guitar, it's more of jazz, oriented licks, sort of, and you work those in.
But of course, in a sense, Bill Monroe was very progressive in his time to develop bluegrass.
Yeah, sure, because that was about the 40s that it got started.
In 50s, when he, kind of put together this bluegrass out of the old time music, so.
Mm-hmm. And it all gets related. Well, I like that you said there's a little bit of jazz in the progressive, so there's that connection as well.
You want to get so you don't know what lick you're going to play until the split second before it happens. And if you get relaxed, you can do that easier.
Well, that's the other thing that just amazes me. I've talked about that on the show before. Anybody, improvisers of any kind, I'm in awe. I'm going to take a break here for the moment and give the promised calendar of some things going on in your listening area. At the Illinois Shakespeare Festival at Ewing Manor in Bloomington, sponsored by the Illinois State University. The opening night for Richard III is tomorrow, the 16th. Richard III opens up, and on Friday the 17th, you can see A Midsummer Night's Dream. That's also on Sunday the 19th, and then Scapin, which is not by Shakespeare, but adapted from Molière by Bill Irwin and Mark O'Donnell. That's going to be at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival on Saturday, the 18th. I think I have those days right. For more information and also about the music that you can hear there, jazz, the web address is thefestival.org. That's the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, thefestival.org. Glenn Wilson heading up the music program over there. Tomorrow night, I guess today's Wednesday, so tonight there's a concert by the Peoria Municipal Band and on the Peoria Riverfront. That's at 7:30 tonight. Zoo Improv Comedy is at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. That's at 8 o'clock. Funny Girl is at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, and you can still get to the matinee performance at 2 o'clock. There's also an evening performance at 8, and also on Thursday and Friday. That's at the Little Theater in Sullivan. University of Illinois Summer Band is playing tonight at 7 o'clock on the University Quad in Urbana. That's free program also. Forever Plaid is at the Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Doors open at 6. And then on Sunday at noon, Blues in Central Park with Nick Moss and the Flip Tops is in Central Park, Decatur, Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And looking ahead a little bit, Prairie Fire Theater is presenting Let's Misbehave. That's at Presser Hall on the Illinois Wesleyan University campus in Bloomington. And as long as we're talking about and playing bluegrass here, I might as well mention that High Cross Bluegrass is going to be at the Dockside Cafe at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood. That's Friday evening at 5:30. And there's more, but we'll save that for tomorrow's show, live and local, weekdays from noon to 1 here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We're visiting with Grassroots Revival, who are Jamie Karras playing the auto harp and bass, and Mike Jones on guitar and banjo. And we've got the guitar and bass up for the next tune, which is what?
Yeah, we thought we'd illustrate some more of our harmonies. And so, and it's funny because I mentioned earlier, Kentucky, a lot of songs about Kentucky, since bluegrass originated there with Bill Monroe living there. So that's what this one's called, Kentucky.
Kentucky. You are the dearest land outside of heaven.
So you guys sit around and practice at home, or you just always just jam? Or?
Yeah, you sit out in the back on the patio and just have at it.
And how close are you to the neighbors?
Homer's pretty quiet. They roll the sidewalks up about 8 o'clock, so you got to be careful. Don't play past 10. But
get any complaints?
Nah.
Get any people joining in?
Actually, a couple house, two or three houses down, somebody said that they wanted us to play louder. So.
Oh, well, there you go. That's not too bad.
What's next here? I appreciate the opportunity to pick here for you guys. And,
oh, my gosh.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I want to request that we do go out on a banjo tune
okay.
at some point here.
We'll do
okay.
I love the banjo, actually.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking of. So we have time for one or two more, do you think?
Well, it depends how long they are and how close together they are.
Okay.
So in our shows, we try to do a variety of bluegrass, country, old time, a little bit of everything.
We're getting an idea of that right now. Their next show, by the way, while they're changing instruments, is going to be at Westside Park in Champaign this coming Sunday from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. It's one of the Sunday night concerts from the Champaign Park District. And if you want more information, if you're not sure where Westside Park is, you can call 398-2550. That's in the 217 area. And there is a rainout hotline And I don't know what Sunday's forecast is, but it's
good.
I'll tell you what it is at about 1 o'clock, actually.
Okay.
And I've forgotten it. The Rainout hotline is 217-398-2589. And for a complete schedule of Champaign Park District summer concerts, go to champagneparkdistrict.com. So, probably one more tune. Make it a good one.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. It's Grassroots Revival here on FM 90.9. It's live and local.
Yeah. Anyway,
let's do the short version of this, and I'll pick up the bass for Rockin' Town. We're going to do two tunes together.
Okay.
Gold Rush.
This is Jamie on the auto harp. She wanted to get this one in. Banjo snippets at festivals. I just play pieces of banjo instrumentals, and just two of us. And
the reason I wanted to do that, because that's a bluegrass banjo tune.
Working out more bluegrass banjo auto harp stuff. So
with auto harp, and it never worked before. And recently, it just started working.
And she's come a long way with her auto harp. We'll quit with a little bit of Rocky Top.
There we go.
If people don't know anything about bluegrass, they've heard Rocky Top.
Get off playing.
Like a duck in a pen.
I made it through that. I held my breath that whole time.
You couldn't have.
I do know that song. It's been a lot of fun spending the hour with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for
We want to mention Longview, too. I don't want to forget to that.
Where is that now?
That's happening Longview on Saturday, 4 to 7. They're gonna
this
have
Saturday?
Yeah. Mini Music Festival.
Oh, and you'll be there.
9 miles south of Sydney.
And we'll be there. Yeah.
Okay, what time you be there?
Free watermelon. We'll be there from 6:30 to 7.
6:30 to 7, and then on Sunday, Westside Park Champaign. It's Grassroots Revival, who are Jamie Karras on the bass and Otto Harp, Mike Jones on guitar and banjos. And you heard them here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And today's broadcast made possible with support from these business partners: First National Bank and Trust Company of Clinton, Trainer Grain and Supply Company of Forest, Roach Ag Marketing of Lexington, and Bates Commodities Incorporated of Normal. These partners join the Friends of WILL in making great programs possible. We thank you. And this is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly.